Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity to serve all the Vaishnavas. So Devakinandan Prabhuji and Mataji. Vishnu Priya Mataji, I'm thankful to them. They are giving the opportunity to me to serve and to you all to hear Krishna Katha. Now we are approaching to one of the most auspicious festival, the appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna Janamashtami. And we are also already in a 4 month period called Chaturmasya. If we just look at Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to go for 4 months of rainy season from Bengal to Jagannath Puri and associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and have only Harikatha and Harikirtan. From Bengal, what it means, they were affording 4 months to associate with Supreme Lord and just only chant Hare Krishna. So in these 4 months, those who are fortunately living in Vrindavan should increase their devotional service by more hearing Krishna Katha. By hearing Krishna Katha, heart is purified. Srila Prabhupada said, science of devotional service is revealed within the heart. It is revealed within everybody's heart. And this depends upon the degree of one's surrender and service to Krishna. So in these 4 months, we increase our surrender to the hearing of Krishna Katha, the more signs of devotional service to Krishna will manifest within our heart. So, it is better to read Bhagavatam in these days till all the way to Kartik. But during Dwarka Yatra, we were realizing that the pastime of Krishna took place, and places when you go sit there, it reminds you all those pastimes and easy to remember there. Wherever Krishna has his pastime, if you go there, it reminds you there, and it is easy to read and understand and hear there. So by being in Vrindavan, all wherever you go, there is only Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, nothing else. So I'm coming from Dwarka, so somehow some pastime of Dwarka were on my mind. So I selected some chapter from Bhagavatam, which we will read with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's insight in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dwarka Leela. Now you imagine a moment. The emperor of this planet, Maharaj, what is called Vishnu Rat Parikshat, without eating, drinking, he is hearing Bhagavatam for almost 6 days. And he has heard 79 chapters of 10th canto. Almost 90% of the 7th canto already, 10th canto he has already heard. And now what he is saying, Parikshat Maharaj is addressing to Sukhdev Goswami. My Lord, my Master, I wish to hear about other various deeds performed by Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Mukunda, whose valor is unlimited. So still he wants to hear more about Krishna Katha. And then he says, O Brahman, how could anyone who knows the essence of life and is disgusted with endeavoring for sense gratification, give up the transcendental topic of Lord Uttam Shlok after hearing them repeatedly? What it means actually, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, one who knows the essence of life. One who knows the essence of life, who is the one who knows the essence of life? The one who is disgusted with endeavoring for sense gratification. So this is a qualification. A person is called, he knows the essence of life, who has no interest in sense gratification. Then what he will do? If there is no sense gratification, then what he will do? He will only hear the transcendental topics of Uttama Shloka. Repeatedly. This is called spiritual enjoyment. By giving up sense gratification means bodily austerity. And by hearing Krishna Katha is spiritual feasting. So, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, many people hear Krishna Katha but they never take interest. But there are some people, they just meditate on impersonal Brahman. But one who has known the essence of life, constantly relish Krishna Katha. One who experienced the taste of hearing about Krishna, he become immediately and automatically disgusted with sense gratification. So really, if we want to progress spiritually, the path is here, Krishna Katha. Now Parikshit Maharaj is saying, actually speech is that which describe qualities of the Lord. If you want to talk about Lord. If you have hand, then use for service of Lord. If you have mind, think of Lord. Actual ears are those which only hear Krishna Katha. And then, actual head is one which bows down in front of the Lord. The real eyes are which can see only the form of Lord. Actual hands are those which honor the Charanamrita. How the whole body can, what is the essence of the whole body? This is the essence of activity of the whole body. Now, Suta Goswami is speaking. Before speaking, Suta Goswami was meditating upon Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And then he started speaking. And Sukadeva Goswami said, Lord Krishna had a certain Brahman friend. Lord Krishna had a certain Brahman friend. And his name was Sudama. What was his qualification? How somebody can be friend to the Lord? The first word is Brahma Vitmaha Virakta Prasanta Atma Jitendriya. These are the qualification for one to be near and dear friend of Lord. So number one is learned in Vedic knowledge. Detached from sense gratification. Peaceful mind. Subdued senses. Jitendriya. Prashant Atma. So these There are so many Brahmins, but this was the only Brahman who was friend to Krishna. Why? Because he has these qualities. And this Brahman was a householder. And he maintained whatever just he got. The word here is said, yadricha means whatever comes on its own accord. Whatever comes on its own accord, no endeavor. Brahmins, either they should teach and get something as donation and maintain, or they should go and impart some spiritual knowledge to somebody and beg something for their maintenance. But the first class Brahman is one who is called a yachak, means not going out for begging. And for such highly qualified Brahmins, Krishna will be concerned to provide them. We have example of Madhavendra Puri sitting at Govinda Kund, not going out for 3 days, simply absorbed in Krishna name, chanting Krishna's holy name. Krishna came personally with a pot of milk to provide him his need. This is called a yachak Brahman. So, what is the greatest wealth of the Brahman? That he is poor. The wealth of the Brahman is that he is poor. The wife of that poorly dressed Brahman suffered along with him and was emaciated from hunger. The wife of the Brahman was also poor and not enough to eat. Why wife was more suffering? Because whatever they were getting, she was preparing, offering to the Lord, and then first feeding to her husband. And it was not enough, so she was more hungry. So she was keeping herself always hungry. And one day she approached Sudama and her face was dry. She was distressed, trembling with fear, and she spoke. Why she was disturbed? Because she was not having enough to feed her husband. Why she was fearing? Because she know that my husband will never go out for begging. Was it? He will never go to the Lord to beg anything except devotional service. So she said to her husband, Is it not true that the husband of goddess of fortune is your personal friend? And he is very near. He is very compassionate to the Brahmins. And he gives them shelter. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur now is seeing husband and wife talking. Sudama might say, how a husband of goddess of fortune can be my friend of poor Brahmins? How can he be my friend? How the Shri Pati, the husband of Lakshmi, can be my friend? How can he be my friend? She said, she thought. I mean, she was thinking, Sudama might say that how he can be my friend. You understand? Then she had the answer, because Krishna loves Brahmins, you are Brahman. And Sudama might then think that I don't have a quality of Brahman. Then she is saying, even if you go to his shelter, he will take care of you. And she thought, Krishna will definitely take care of you. Then Sudama is saying, why should he take care of me? There are 1,100 people on this earth which are because of their karma suffering. And she is saying, he is Rishabhapati, he is the maintainer of devotees. Maybe all are suffering because of their karma, but they are not devotees. He is Rishabhapati, and therefore he will definitely not find any fault in you. Please approach him. He is the shelter of all saints. But it means at least the wife was considering her husband saint. Wife was considering her husband saint. This is a qualification of a great chaste woman. She was not fighting. She was not pursuing, but she is simply requesting. And she is saying, if you go, definitely he will bless you. And then, Lord Krishna is now the ruler. He is the ruler of the Bhoja, Vrishni, Andak, and is staying at Dwarka. It means your friend is not ordinary person. He is now the king of Dwarka. And then she is more devoted, it appears. She said, Krishna is one. People ask something, if you go to somebody and you ask for something, people will give you something. But Krishna is one who gives himself. Krishna gives himself to his devotees. It is a sort of humor. There was a devotee of Lord Shiva, and there was a temple of Shiva in the jungle. Temple of Lord Shiva was in jungle, and he got his needs fulfilled. So he purchased a beautiful brass bell and he hanged in the temple of Shiva. And there was a thief, and he wanted to steal that and sell. So he went in the temple, because it was in the jungle, there was nobody there. So he tried to reach to the bell, he could not reach. And he looked here and there, he saw nobody is there. He climbed onto the Shiva Linga. And he reached to the bell. And immediately Lord Shiva appeared. He said, "What you want, tell me, I will grant you that." "See, I am sorry, I cannot do this, please forgive me." But Lord Shiva said, "I am pleased with you. You ask anything." And then Lord Shiva said, "People come, they put water on me, they put milk on me, they put flour on me, you have put yourself on me." But it means Krishna is one who gives himself. It means like this devotee has given himself to Lord Shiva. That's what it means. So Krishna can give himself to his devotees. He is the spiritual master of the whole universe. Now, Sukhdev Goswami continued that Sudama was not ready to go for begging anything. But he wanted to please his wife, and thinking in his mind that this is a good reason to have a darshan of Krishna. "Okay, I must go." And then he asked her wife, or he asked his wife, "Since he's my friend, I'm going to see him. I want some gift to present to him." What actually it means? It means when you go to Supreme Lord, to the king, to spiritual master, to saintly person, to Brahman, you should never go empty-handed. Whatever little possible thing that you can afford, must take and take with you and offer to the Lord. Now, Sudama's wife was thinking, I don't have anything in the house. And she went to neighbor's house, at least in four different houses, and she got cheap rice, a handful of cheap rice, and they were of four different colors and different sizes. And she put them all in a torn cloth and she handed over to Sudama, this is the gift for Krishna. Now this torn cloth and four different varieties of the cheap rice was the history of poverty of the Sudama, unspoken. It's an unspoken history of the poverty. There's nothing to say, it is just anybody sees can say he's a poor person. He don't have anything. So humbly he took this and he left for Dwarka. And accompanying some other Brahmins, he walked all the way to Dwarka. So Sudama has his house presently, it is between Dwarka and Somnath. It's almost over 100 kilometers from Dwarka. And presently still in a city called Porbandar, there is a house called Sudama House. Now you can go and see that Sudama's house. So he started from there, he walked all the way 100 kilometers. And then he has definitely to be in a boat to reach to the Dwarka, which was within the sea. And he was surprised to see all the palaces. And he was passing through all the different gates of the city, and he reached near to the palace of Krishna. It says here, he was washing the 16,000 palaces of the queens of Lord Hari. It says Brahmins were not stopped from entering any place, any time, anywhere. It says, he entered the main palace among the palaces of Krishna's 60,000 queens. Sudama reached to main palace. It was the palace of Rukmani. It is said in Padma Purana, Uttarakhand, Sato Rukmaniya Antahapura Dware Chanam Toshanim Istitaha. He stood silently at the doorway of Queen Rukmani's palace.
Padma Purana says, And at that time, Achyuta was seated on his consort's bed. At that time, when he was standing at the gate of Rukmani's palace, Krishna was sitting on the bed of Rukmani. And he saw the Brahman at the gate. Lord immediately stood up. And he rushed all the way to the gate and embraced Brahman Sudama. It was a surprise for Sudama. He was thinking, how can he reach to the palace of king? So Krishna embraced Sudama. Bhagavat, there's nothing inside in Bhagavatam, but the both tears were flowing from the eyes of the both, and they were saying, so long you took Sudama to come to me, and Sudama was completely out of this world. He was in the transcendental limbs of Sri Krishna, and that was the meeting of the two friends at the gate. It says, the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord felt intense ecstasy upon touching the body of his dear friend. And what type of the body of his dear friend was? What type of body was of his dear friend? Thin, emaciated. Veins were visible from the skin. It was thin, emaciated, only bones. Veins were visible from the skin. And some clean but torn cloth. He was wearing some. That was a long years back, but now you think of the body of Sanatana Goswami having so many sores, oozing blood and pus, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing their body and saying, I am getting transcendental bliss by embracing your body. Sanatana Goswami is feeling embraced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, devotee's body is not material. And I feel great pleasure when I embrace you. So this is the same situation. Krishna is embracing Sudama, Sudama is embraced, but Krishna is feeling great bliss. But he said, what type of friend? He body was thin. Wise Brahman. He was wise Brahman. And what type of ecstasy Krishna was in? What type of ecstasy? He was in ecstasy, therefore he shed tears of love, and tears of love were flowing from the eyes of Krishna. Then he brought him inside his house, let him sit on the bed of Rukmani. The whole world worship Lord Sri Krishna. But Lord Sri Krishna is worshipping this poor Brahman and washing his lotus feet. And And that water, after washing the foot, lotus feet of Sudama, Krishna sprinkled on his head. Then Krishna applied sandalwood, ugru, kumkum paste, and worshipped that Brahman. And he did the aarti lamp. So this was the respect Krishna gave to this poor Brahman. And while Krishna was doing this job, Rukmani, goddess of fashion, she was fanning with chamara this poor Brahman. Now people of the royal palace, they were surprised. How he is worshipping poor Brahman. They've never seen such a scene. They were thinking, what pious activities this poor person has done. This is spiritual master of three worlds, Krishna, the abode of goddess of fortune, is serving this Brahman. Hardly Krishna ever embraced except Balaram or somebody else. Friends, how he embraced this poor Brahman? Goddess of fortune, Rukmani, is allowing this poor Brahman to sit on her bed. Sukhdev Goswami continued. After that, Krishna took the hand of Sudama in his hand and they were pleasantly talking. They started talking. It's not talking what it means actually. Friends doesn't talk that you sit there and I sit there. Krishna got Sudama to sit near to him, holding his hand, and hand in hand, and then talking. Same thing you will see when Krishna was talking with Uddhava before sending him to Vrindavan from Mathura. There Krishna hold the hand of Uddhava and took him on side and then talking with him. There is the intimacy of talking. And what they were talking? They were talking their school days. They were classmates. Now, my dear Brahman Sudama, Krishna said, do you remember? We lived together in our Guru's ashram. And then Krishna is asking, so after coming from Guru's ashram, are you married? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Krishna can see that Sudama is in a white, so he is householder. Srila Prabhupada said, in Vedic civilization, you have not to ask somebody whether he is married or not married, everybody by the dress, by some symptom, you can recognize him. so, then why did Krishna ask this question, that whether he's married or not? So Krishna said, you know well the religious principle that after graduating from school, one should get married in order to prevent fault of having no ashram. It means, after coming from the school, if you don't marry, it means you don't have any ashram. After brahmachari, you have to be in some ashram. You cannot be brahmachari for lifelong. You have to go in some ashram, what it means actually. Now, Krishna is, when he is speaking shloka, he is thinking, I know, you are not speaking out of embarrassment. I know your actual situation. Krishna is thinking, I know your actual situation. You are not speaking because of embarrassment. There are two words in this verse. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, prayo and ati, which means that though you are married, but you are not interested in any sense enjoyment. But it is only because of, for the sake of your wife, you are displaying a favorable disposition towards material wealth. This indicates that Krishna will give these things later. What it means actually, Krishna, I know you are householder, but you have come here not because you wanted something, your wife wants something. So I should not give you right now anything because you don't need anything. It's your wife needs something. And then Krishna is thinking, even if I give him something, he will not accept. And then Krishna said, I should not give him anything, and this will glorify my friend. All the Yaduvansis will see that how detached that my friend is. Krishna thought, to broadcast Sudama's fame in Dwarka, I will not reveal his desire to anyone, not outwardly give any charity to him here. I will not give him here anything. It's interesting. Krishna is saying, I know you don't need anything. You simply came here to set an example for the householders. Then in a couple verses, Krishna was talking with Sudama how we were in school and one day Guru Mata sent us to get some wood. Krishna was remembering the olden school days and he was asking Sudama, do you remember one day it was winter and our Guru Mata sent us in the forest to get so fetch some wood. And then do you know, it was not a season, but there was a storm, there was rain, and there was water all around, and we could not find the way, and we have wood on our head, and we were wandering everywhere. and sun was setting. And we were not knowing where to go. And do you know our Guru Maharaj came all the way to find us out. And then Sandipani Muni told us, I am satisfied by you, by your service, my dear disciples. So here it is written that first spiritual master is father which brings one in this world. Second spiritual master is one who gives this Upanayan Sanskar or this sacred thread and some moral education, Gayatri Mantra and something. But the third spiritual master is one which gives Krishna Katha. And Krishna is saying, do you know Sudama? Our Guru Maharaj said that Krishna is saying, the one which gives Krishna Katha is as good as me, Krishna is saying. And by satisfying such a spiritual master, there is nothing that cannot be had in this world. And Sandipani Muni told, because I am satisfied, all the knowledge will always remain fresh with you. I am pleased with you. Do you remember, my dear friend Sudama? Said Krishna. Now, our Guru Maharaj said, you are first class Brahmins. I am satisfied with you. Tushto aham. And then he blessed us. And we have similar many other experience in our spiritual master's home. That's Krishna and Sudama, they were talking. And then Sudama said, in a spiritual master's house, it is you, by seeing you and by being with you, that was my greatest achievement. It is you who made the wind and rain in the winter. It is because of you, Krishna, there was rain and wind in the winter. You wanted really your spiritual master to have a devotion. Instead, actually, Sandipani Muni was living in Banaras, Kashi. He came all the way here simply because he was knowing that he will get the service to teach Krishna and Balaram. So with this greed he came all the way from Kashi to Avanti or Ujjain. So then the next chapter starts. In next chapter, Sukhdev Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, who is Hari, knows everybody's heart. And he is especially devoted to Brahmins. So Lord Krishna looked at Sudama, first he smiled and then he laughed. Why he smiled? He smiled that Krishna, why Krishna smiled? Because he said he has brought flat rice, but he is not giving me. And then why he laughed? Said why he left? After smiling, and then smile, then why he left? Said why you are keeping this precious gift hidden from me? So he was with love in the eyes. Krishna was looking at Sudama. He was smiling and laughing. You have something brought for me, and you are not giving me. Now, Sudama never asked anything from Krishna. Therefore, Sudama's name is in Bhagavat. Now Krishna is worried. How can I give? Now he wanted to give to Sudama, therefore he was worried, how can I get some cheap rice from him? He was worried, if I should get something from him, then I can give him something. So Sudama, now Krishna, he was looking to Sudama and he's saying, so, what gift you have brought from me, for me from home? And Sudama Mahi is saying, I don't have anything, something like that. Then Krishna says, oh, a smallest thing my devotee bring, I will take it. Then this verse is written here, which is in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. So it appears Krishna spoke this verse to Sudama. Even if somebody brings flower which nobody can eat, I can eat that also if my devotee brings. Do you know anybody who can eat flower? Which flower? Generally, flowers are not eatable. You can say cauliflower is okay, but no flower is eatable. And then it says, Krishna eats even flower which though acceptable is not edible. It cannot be eaten. But still, out of love of the devotees, Krishna eat it. And then Krishna is saying, even some big thing some person bring, I will not accept it. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is asking questions, so Krishna refused somebody? Yes. A person who is not devotee of Krishna, he may bring something, Krishna will not accept, he will reject. But Sudama said, now I have seen Krishna, he is husband of Goddess of Fortune. How can I give him these dry, hard and old, stale chip rice. He was not ready to give and he bowed his head down. Bowing down here means Sudama is thinking, Lord, do not mock me. Though you have requested me many times, I have decided I will not give it to you. But Krishna is saying, you should do what you decided when you started from your home. Being direct witness of the heart, Krishna was knowing what Sudama has. Krishna thought, I must give him something because he has come to me on the request of his chaste wife. I must give him something which even gods cannot give. Now Krishna, he snatched from Sudama this old cloth. Generally it says he was keeping the old cloth under the arm. But Vishwanath Chakravarti says it was tied on the waist somewhere hiding here. Krishna snatched those and he took a hand, say palm full, and he started eating. And he said, what is this? And he starts saying, you have brought for me so nice gift. Oh, these flesh rice, they only not only satisfy me, they will satisfy the whole universe. We know when Durvasa Muni came with 10,000 disciples and Draupadi only gave one rice and Krishna took the one rice, Durvasa and 10,000 disciples, they were satisfied. Draupadi. Now Krishna says, by these I will not only be satisfied, whole universe will be satisfied. When he was taking the another palmful, Rukmani hold the hand. Looking towards Sudama, Rukmani said, what we will eat? 16,000 your wives. If I distribute it, will not come a one grain for each. And she was looking to the servant and she said, it is too hard. And my husband's stomach is so komal, it's so soft, it is not good for his health. And she is looking at Krishna and saying, you are satisfied, you can give anything you want to give. Why you are eating more? So with these three meanings she was speaking and Rukmani stopped Krishna from eating more. And then that Brahman spent that night in Lord Achyuta's palace. After eating and drinking to his full satisfaction, he felt as if he had gone to the spiritual world. That Sudama, after all this, now first Krishna ate, Now Krishna fed Sudama with all. And next morning, Krishna, with respect, he took the hand of Sudama and he bade him farewell on the road. Krishna gave him all respect. He walked with Sudama, but he did not give anything as a charity to Sudama. So Sudama was too shy to beg for it. He returned home feeling perfectly satisfied. Because he had the direct audience of Krishna. Sudama is thinking Krishna is having all respect for Brahman. I am so wretched. He embraced me, the one on whose chest Lakshmi is residing. How I am fortunate. And Sudama is thinking, who am I? I am friend of Brahman. I am even not a Brahman. And that Supreme Personality with all six appearances, he embraced me with his two arms. He treated me like his own brother. He let me sit on his own bed. And when I was 40, Queen was fanning me. He is the object of worship for everybody, including demigods, but he worshipped me. Thinking in this way, Krishna is not giving me anything because he think, if something wealth comes, then I will be intoxicated. So Krishna has actually saved me. But as soon as he reached to the place where his home was, he was standing there, he could not find his old torn thatch roof house. He was surprised to see a palace there with gold and rubies and it's all shining like sun. Many servants here and there. He was surprised, where am I? Where is my house gone? Then he thought, oh, it must be Krishna's blessing. Then he was received by the servants in the house. And then his own wife, Sushila, came in front of him as a goddess. And he was looking at her, he says, who is this? Some demigod or some goddess came from heaven? Who is she? And Sudama was still in that torn cloth with the veins out, thin and eyes inside. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, in the night when Sudama's wife went to sleep, she was thin, emaciated, with dirty clothes and everything. The morning she got up, she was beautiful with ornaments, everything, and she came out and the servants told Sudama, she is your wife. At that moment, Sudama's body also transformed and he became beautiful with nice silk cloth and ornament and everything. There are two types of sadhus or brahmins. One never want any material opulence. They are averse of opulence. Like Jad Bharat, he never got. There are other, they get plenty, but they are not attached to it. Like Prahlad Maharaj. So Sudama here got everything, but he was not attached. He was simply again lying down on the floor, chanting Krishna's name. He was simply showing to the world that Krishna's devotee is never poor. Because his wealth is Krishna himself. In this whole story, there is karma, has three type of karma. One karma is still in a seed form, fruit is not yet ripe. By doing devotional service, the seed can be fried, no more result. There are other type of karma which we have a tendency to do the karma in this life. Again, by devotional service, they can be stopped. But there is a karma which is already ripened and we have to enjoy or suffer because of that. That is called pralbad karma. Pralbad karma. That cannot be changed. Like we are born, we have to die. Why we are in this world? Because of our karma. But Krishna here is showing in this story, he can change the ripened karma of his devotee, like poor Sudama was made overnight, having a palace which was greater than Indra. Why Krishna gave late charity? Why not immediately to Sudama? Three reasons we have seen, because his wife needed, so he gave everything to wife, not to Sudama. From Sudama's point, Krishna thought, I will glorify him. Dwarka, that my friend is a detached Brahmana. But inwardly Krishna is thinking, my Brahman begged from few houses some chip rice for me. How can I repay him? I don't have to give him up. From where I should get? You think, what can I give him? So then he said, I can give him something more than Mahendra, from more than Indra. So Krishna was feeling himself embraced. What can I give to the person who brought this chip, right? But he begged from it. He was not having it. So I should get from something somewhere. So these two chapters, 80 and 81 in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the poor Brahman, friend of Krishna, was blessed by Krishna. Whatever he got, he used it for glorifying Krishna. So that is the message. Like Prabhupada went with 40 rupees having nothing, Krishna gave him plenty and he glorified Krishna and broadcast the Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada said, why Krishna has provided so much to me? We said, why Krishna has provided so much to me? Because I am not using penny for my sense gratification. It is all for broadcasting His glory. So that's what we can learn from Sudama. Krishna is ready to give whole universe to you if you are ready to glorify Him. He is husband of Goddess of Fortune. He can give anything and everything. But we should be worthy children to utilize it for His service. Like when you have a young child, you can only give 10 rupees, 50 rupees as pocket money. When he's grown up and when he's faithful, when he wants to serve you, you can give the all wealth and make him signer on the check. So until unless we are not faithful and ready to serve Krishna, Krishna is giving us pocket money. When we are ready to serve Him selflessly, He can give us whole world. So we have to learn from, if we want to serve Krishna, there is no scarcity of anything. There is no hindrance. Krishna is ready to provide everything to everybody if he is sincere. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sudama Krishna ki? Sakha is called Sakha. You know Sakha? Sakha means friend. Sakya Ras. What is the meaning of Sakha? Sakha means one who has, Sakha means same popularity. If you say one name, other name automatically comes. If you utter one name, other name automatically comes. When we say Krishna, Arjun, Krishna, Arjun, it will come together, Arjun and Krishna. They are Sakha. Then you say Udhav, Udhav Krishna. Sudama Krishna. The name comes with Krishna. That is the meaning of Sakha. So this is a Dwarka Sakha. And Krishna has many Sakha in Vrindavan. So this is one of the Sakhya Ras. And Arjuna is one of the Sakha. And we read Bhagavad Gita, it means we are relishing the transcendental dealing of between two transcendental friends. This is another dealing of the two friends, Krishna and Sudama. Krishna Sudama ki jai. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question or comment? One over and yes, 20 minutes.